here's our vocabulary word of the day, synecdoche. It's a figure of speech that uses a part of something to represent the whole thing. So when you talk about mouths to feed, meaning hungry people, you're using synecdoche. Or when you say nice threads to compliment someone's clothes, synecdoche. So what prompted this little vocabulary lesson? The title of the new movie that NPR's Bob Mondello is reviewing today, Synecdoche, New York.
Imagine a theater director who looks at his life as if it were a play. That's Caden, and the script of his life is, well, odd. One morning, for instance, he's attacked by his bathroom sink. The faucet works loose when he turns on the water and knocks him in the head. And after stitching him up, the emergency room, for some reason, sends him to an ophthalmologist, though he doesn't have vision problems.
Thanks for getting me in right away.
And they have this conversation.
Was it the bump to the head?
No. Could be. But I think we need to get you to a neurologist.
Neurologist?
The brain expert.
I know what a neurologist is.
Fine, I just thought from the way you asked.
I just thought you said urologist. Why do I need to see a neurologist?
It's for a look-see. The eyes are part of the brain, after all.
No, that's not true, is it?
Why would I say it if it weren't true?
Doesn't seem right.
Like morally correct or right isn't accurate?
Welcome to Caden's world, where every conversation sounds like it belongs on stage, including ones that Caden has with Hazel, a sweet box office clerk he falls for at about the same time that he wins a genius grant. The money allows him to create a massive theater piece about creating a massive theater piece. He hires Hazel as his assistant, and he hires an actor to play a stage version of himself and another to play a stage version of Hazel. And in a huge warehouse in New York City, he has his designers create a life-size New York City, and then Caden follows the actor, let's call him Caden 2, watching as Caden 2 directs Caden 1's life.
I've talked to you before. This is not a play about dating. It's about death. Make it personal. Move along.
Caden 1 kibitzes.
He doesn't need to yell at them.
And Hazel 1 takes notes.
It is a play about dating. It's not a play just about death. It's about everything. Dating, birth, death, life, family, all that.
Yeah, this doesn't look real.
What?
Actually, it looks so real, it's a little scary. The drift here is that Caden, who's played as an engagingly shambling wreck by Philip Seymour Hoffman, is a man who is constantly observing his own life rather than living it. He keeps telling Hazel, "I know how to do it now," but he never really does, so actors keep stepping out of character to comment on character, as Synecdoche, New York ties itself in intricate narrative knots. So many knots that I found myself imagining writer-director Charlie Kaufman rearranging thousands of post-it notes with plot points on them to keep it all straight. And at about that moment, the director showed Caden staring at plot point post-it notes stretching to the horizon, down the rabbit hole, through the looking glass, up the down staircase to where exactly? Well, I'm not sure I'm sure. But note that what Kaufman's having his theater-crazed character create here is more or less what a filmmaker creates every time out, a representation of reality. Caden, of course, takes the representing to a point that verges on the psychotic. Still, the way it's represented on screen is very attractive, especially considering that Synecdoche, New York marks a longtime screenwriter's directing debut. Zeppelins floating through warehouse skies, doppelgangers leaping off buildings even as technicians are putting finishing touches on the walls. I suspect viewers will find the film either intriguing or impenetrable, or perhaps both at once. But as with nearly all the films Kaufman wrote before this one, including Being John Malkovich with its portal into the title character's brain, and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind with its lovers merrily scrubbing away their memories of each other, Synecdoche, New York is quite a head trip. I'm Bob Mondello.
There are interviews with the movie's star, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and writer-director Charlie Kaufman at npr.org.